in the limelight.
The world body has to stop releasing statement after statement condemning the Zionist regime and its apartheid policies, and instead take decisive actions to hold the usurper regime and its Western supporters to account. This has to include an international legal push and resolution that forces the Israeli regime and its Western allies to end the occupation of Palestine and allow people there, including Jews, Christians, and Muslims, decide their future government through a national referendum. Dear listeners, this was part of an article written by the staff of Fars News Agency published under the heading, Is UN Condemnation Enough for Zionist Regime? Stay tuned for the details of this article, please. Once again, the United Nations has expressed concerns for the Zionist regime of Israel's decision to advance construction in an illegal Jewish settlement in occupied East Al-Quds that would make establishing a contiguous Palestinian state even harder, reiterating that settlement construction is illegal under international law. Nikolai Mladenov, the UN envoy to the West Asia region peace process, says, if built, it would further consolidate a ring of settlements between Al-Quds and Beit Lahm in occupied West Bank. It would significantly damage prospects for a future contiguous Palestinian state and for achieving a negotiated two-state solution based on 1967 lines with Al-Quds as the capital of both states. Settlement construction is illegal under international law, and I call on the authorities to reverse this step, he added. Another instance and proof that a Palestinian approach based on compromise for the sake of a two-state solution never works, and yet another piece of evidence to prove that the Palestinian Authority and Fatah movement's recent shift to join the resistance movements of Hamas and Islamic Jihad has been an appropriate move and a correct policy. The Palestinian Authority and the European Union's foreign policy chief have also criticized the Israeli regime's move. The PA sought a future independent state that includes East Al-Quds and the West Bank, territories occupied by the Zionist regime in 1967 war, and viewed the settlements as a major obstacle to peace. With nearly 500,000 illegal settlers now living in the West Bank and more than 220,000 in the occupied East Al-Quds, the PA has now come to realize that the chances of establishing their state have evaporated, meaning that the precious time they have wasted on the negotiating table with the Zionists has only served the Israelis to encroach forward without even a war with the PA. Much of Al-Quds is already blocked off from the West Bank by a series of checkpoints and a separation barrier built by the Zionist regime. In other words, UN condemnation is not enough to stop the usurper regime from building more illegal settlements on Palestinian lands. The same argument could be made about the UN condemnation of the Israeli blockade on Gaza. Just because the world body also condemns the criminal siege, it doesn't mean that the Israeli regime would now lift the blockade and allow the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestine refugees in the Near East run schools and provide health services as well as other humanitarian aid to the Strip and an estimated 5.7 million Palestinians with refugee status. Gaza, with a population of 2 million, has been under a hermetic Israeli siege since 2006, when the Palestinian group Hamas won the democratic legislative elections in occupied Palestine. Since then, the Zionist regime of Israel has carried out numerous bombing campaigns and several major wars that resulted in the death of thousands of people. This only makes the UN's work ever more difficult. The world body has to stop releasing statement after statement condemning the Zionist regime of Israel and its apartheid policies, and instead take decisive actions to hold the usurper regime and its Western supporters to account. This has to include an international legal push and resolution that forces the Israeli regime and its Western allies to end the occupation of Palestine and allow people there, including Jews, Christians, and Muslims, decide their future government through a national referendum. An international push as such should hold the fake Israeli regime accountable for fundamental violations of international law during decades of occupation and terror, which is the longest lasting military occupation in the modern world and shows no signs of ending. The criminal regime has crossed many red lines into illegality, and this has paved the way for international legal processes to be triggered and the occupation to be ended. As per international law, the laws of occupation are very clear that the Israeli regime cannot treat the territory as its own, nor can it make claims of sovereignty. Yet, this has been its pattern of governing the occupied Palestinian territory for most of its 72 years of reign of terror. The Zionist regime has also been in non-compliance with more than 40 resolutions of the UN Security Council and with more than 100 resolutions of the General Assembly, thanks largely to the diplomatic support by the United States of America and its duped Arab allies in the West Asia region. These anti-Palestine regimes are the reasons why Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu keeps telling the international civil society that Al-Quds will be part of the Israeli regime forever. No more Jewish settlements will be uprooted, and the Israeli regime will stay permanently in the Jordan Valley in any peace agreement. Indeed, the time has come for the UN and the rest of civil society to compel the Zionist regime and its allies to end the occupation and give Palestinians the right to self-determination if they are serious in their condemnation that the Israeli regime's role as the occupying power is illegal. The world community also stands to win if it triggers the relevant international legal processes to stop construction of illegal settlements on Palestinian lands. After all, this is also what the International Court of Justice regarding the legality of the occupation and settlements has said. The court is absolutely clear that the Israeli regime settlements expansion as well as wall on and through the occupied Palestinian territory are condemnable and contrary to international law.